When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be going over the best places to meet high value or high quality women. So I did a video already all about high value women, so if you haven't seen that, be sure to check it out. But this video, more specifically, is going to be about where to meet those high value women. Now I do want to just start by saying this is going to be different for some of you, because ultimately what you consider high value is going to depend on what your values are and what you're looking for in a partner. For example, if you value your faith or your religion, meeting someone at church might be a really great option for you. But if you're someone who's not religious at all, then I would say meeting someone at church would be probably the worst place you can meet somebody. So it really is going to depend on, you know, kind of what your values are and where you see your life and the foundations that you live your life by. But these are just going to be some examples that I think would be great places to meet someone. I'm going to walk you through a couple different places and why I think they would be a great place to meet someone. We all have different values, and what I consider high value might be a lot different than what you consider high value, and that is totally okay. The most important thing, though, is just finding someone whose values, whose goals, whose ideas of success, and foundations of their life kind of align with yours. So to me, high value is someone who is emotionally intelligent, who knows their worth, who takes care of themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. So not just women, but I think high value people in general are working towards reaching their full potential or being the best that they can be. And if you're meeting someone at any of these places I'm gonna list below, honestly, they're probably working towards that. So where someone spends time on a daily basis, where they spend their free time, what their daily routine is, that can say a lot about a person and, you know, how much they're learning and growing and trying to work towards being the best that they can be. So if you meet a girl at any of these places, I think she'll be a good one. Number one, we have a fitness class. So this could be yoga, Pilates, kickboxing, Orange Theory, whatever the heck it is. I think meeting a girl at a place like this just is a good sign to start, because it shows that she's taking care of herself. It shows that she values herself and she's putting in the effort to be the best that she can be. And I know that, you know, what you look like physically is only a small sliver of who you are as a whole, but I think it is important to take care of yourself and to want to live longer. So if you meet a girl that is working on her body, she's, you know, very into fitness or just health in general, it can also be a really great thing for you as well. If you're someone who's into fitness or health, when you have a partner that is also into those things, it helps you guys keep each other on track and help you guys live a very healthy lifestyle. But I do think it's important to take care of yourself and to just be healthy. And it's not about necessarily having the hottest body on the face of the earth. I'm sure there are plenty of women out there with hot bodies that maybe wouldn't be the best person to date, but I do think it's important and a good sign that someone is working on themselves and taking care of themselves in general. Next up, we have a bookstore or a library, something along those lines. I think this is a great place to meet someone. If a girl is at a library, it probably shows that she likes to learn, she likes to read, she's well-rounded. I think reading is a very good hobby to have. It helps keep your brain active, and it's just really good for you. This could be really beneficial for all of you guys that are maybe in college or on campus or something. A girl who's at the library, or even a girl in one of your classes, just shows that she's working towards a goal. She's obviously there to learn, and that's a good thing. So I think meeting someone in that type of environment can be a really good match. And again, if you're a guy who likes to learn, you're at the library, you know, you like to do work and all of that kind of thing, you'd probably be better off meeting a girl at a library than you would a frat party. But if you're a guy that likes to party and go out and you're kind of more about the social life and not necessarily working, then you might want to meet a girl that is at a frat party. You know, it really does depend on your values and what you're looking for, but I think that meeting a girl at a library or a bookstore or just someone who has hobbies is a good thing. Number three, this one is kind of silly, but I had to throw it in here, and that is Target. If there's one place on earth that girls love the most, I think it would be Target. This is where I spend a lot of my free time. They have everything you need. It's like a one-stop shop for legitimately everything, and I know that a lot of my girlfriends spend a lot of time here as well. So I don't really think I need to say much more about this one. I think this is just a place that women absolutely love. Walk into a Target and I guarantee you it's full of women. So if you're wanting to meet someone, go to Target instead of Walmart. I promise you, I feel like that's all I need to say about this one. I go there, my friends go there. It's definitely in my top five places that I frequent most often. I'm not sure how proud I am of that, but regardless, there's gonna be women there, I promise. Next up, we have a coffee shop. And if you're someone who frequents a coffee shop often, I guarantee you will see women in there to just grab a coffee or to even stay there and work or to meet a friend. Whatever it is, women go to coffee shops. So the reason I have this one on the list is because it's a great place to meet someone and it's a really easy place to start a conversation. So I did a whole video on how to approach women and I gave a couple of coffee shop examples. So if you haven't seen that already, be sure to check it out. It's a good one. I just think this is one of the best and easiest places to meet people. I've met people in coffee shops before and it's just been a really natural conversation. And if you find yourself going to coffee shops often or working there or whatever you're doing, it's nice to meet someone who has those same habits as you anyway. So whether a girl is just there to grab a coffee before she starts her day, to work for the day, to read a book, to meet her friend, whatever it is, I think this is just a wholesome place to meet someone that probably has similar habits to you if you're someone that does those things as well. Next up, we have volunteering. So volunteering is one of those things that, you know, if someone is volunteering their time or effort or energy into something else that is not giving them anything in return, it just says a lot about her character. A girl who's volunteering her time to something is caring, probably very supportive, and just a gem in general. When I was in college, I spent a ton of time volunteering at dog shelters, animal shelters, with kids, whatever it was, I think that's just a really great place to meet someone. Speaking from personal experience, you know, I'm not saying you need to be volunteering all of your time. I know we're busy. I don't really have as much time as I did in college now, but I think this is just really telling of someone's character. And if someone is giving that much of their time to something that doesn't give them anything in return, imagine how they'll be in their relationship with you. Like I said, I think it's just very telling of someone's character and the type of person that they are if they're willing to volunteer their time to people who can't give anything back to them. And lastly, we have organized groups. So regardless of what your hobbies or your interests or your passions are, there are other people out there that are into the same thing, and there's probably a group for it. Meeting someone through a shared hobby or passion is one of the greatest ways to meet people because you already have something in common. This could be a book club, a cooking class. If you're a dog parent, this could be at a local dog park. Whatever the heck it is, there is someone out there that likes it too, and there's probably a community or group for it, whether it be in person or online. I think this is just an incredible way to meet someone. Probably one of the better ones on this list if I had to choose one. I think really just meeting people who are into the same things as you is a really great thing. I dated someone once who had very opposite interests as me. He liked to be outside all the time. He liked to hike. He liked to do all these very high adrenaline activities. And I could not be more opposite than that. And at first, it seems really exciting and fun. But then the longer you date someone, the more you realize, like, oh, I kind of want to be with someone who has similar interests as me so we can enjoy things together. So it's okay to have, you know, a couple different interests or to enjoy different things sometimes, but there should be some sort of commonalities or common ground between the two of you. And if you're starting off meeting someone through a hobby or a passion or something that you're really interested in, that's just a great way to start out your relationship. So guys, that is all I have for today for the best places to meet high value women. Again, just wanted to reiterate that, you know, it's kind of going to depend on what your values are and what you're looking for in a partner, but really in general, I think these would be great places to meet people and places where I think really great women often hang out. If you like this video or found it helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Let me know in the comments down below where you think the best place to meet high value women is, or just women in general. I would love to hear some tips and tricks from you guys to help some other guys out as well. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.